Hello, is John Coleman there?
And who's calling?
My name is Alan. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything, just conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Certain to vote.
Thank you. Now, may I know what is your age?
56.
Thank you. In what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
That I prefer not to answer.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. First one, Donald Trump as former president.
Approve.
Approve strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. About Sherrod Brown as senator.
He's okay.
So is that somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. About Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
Somewhat approve.
Not approve? So disapprove somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And last one, Joe Biden as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. First one, Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Okay, perfect. And would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Thank you. About Republicans in Congress?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. About First Energy?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
Either favorable or unfavorable.
Okay. About Democrats in Congress?
Unfavorable, strongly unfavorable.
Thank you so much. About Marcy Kaptur?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Next one, Derek Marin.
I don't know him.
And last one, Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you so much. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Republican.
Thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom will you vote?
Probably Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Republican.
Thank you. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
No. No chance.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, or somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
Yeah, I won't vote for that. We have to have controls.
Okay. So it makes no difference? Is that what you're saying?
No, I would not vote for her.
Oh, so much less likely to vote for her? Is that right?
Correct.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you don't think it's true, please say so. First one says, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no, or makes no difference on your vote, or more likely to vote for him?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Next one says, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Next one, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, makes no difference, or more likely, or do you think this is not true?
That one makes no difference.
Thank you. Next one says, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, or makes no difference, or it's more likely, or do you think this is not true?
Makes no difference.
Thank you so much. We're almost done with this part. Next one says, Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marion supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even if in the case of rape or incest. Marion even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, or makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or not true?
I don't think that's true.
Okay, thank you. And last one says, in the state legislature, Derek Marion thought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture at work, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices, while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Would that make it much less likely, somewhat less likely, or makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or do you think this is not true?
Makes no difference.
Thank you very much. We're almost done with this. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marion, or would you still vote for Marion?
I'd probably still vote.
Okay. Thank you so much. Give me a sec. I'm just typing this in here. Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, so I will ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Marion or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Republican.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Thank you so much. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
It was Independent, but now it's leaning a little more towards Republican.
And, well, you said you actually are strong Republican or not that strong Republican?
Not that strong.
Thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Not too important.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your time. Have a good day.